Good morning. It is Thursday, September the 19th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. We're into Thursday of New Room Week, and Thursday night, guys, Thursday night, I'd say it's the pinnacle of the whole meeting. And you know, I want you to come. And there's still time. There's a link in today's email. For $20, which I don't know what you can't even go out to eat by yourself for $20 these days. You're going to get last night's incredible evening. That'll be sent to you in a month, and then tonight you're going to get the live session tonight, or we'll send it to you too. Of our meeting with God, a festival of worship. A powerful occasion of deliverance, and it'll stream right into your home. So maybe a bit at the end about that, but I just want to keep alerting you guys. I'm not trying to sell you anything. You know that. We are sowing for a great awakening. We're not doing all this to make money, people. We're doing this for awakening. Please avail yourself of these opportunities. If you like the wake-up call, you'll love New Room. Now, let's stay consecrated. It's Thursday. Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's entry is entitled, I Am the Lord, Learning to Speak the Word of God. Our text is Exodus chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Hear now the word of the Lord. Then the Lord said to Moses, Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of my mighty hand, he will let them go. Because of my mighty hand, he will drive them out of his country. God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I did not make myself fully known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan where they resided as foreigners. Moreover, I have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians are enslaving, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them. And I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. And I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. The word of the Lord. Now consider this. Will we trust the word of God or defer to the experience of people? The word of God is powerful. We believe it. These eight verses from Exodus today are packed with powerful declarations from the mouth of God. 17 times he says some form of I am or I will. Let's slow it down for the play-by-play. I am the Lord, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with mighty acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. Then you will know that I am the Lord your God, who brought you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians, and I will bring you to the land I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord. People of God, do you know what that is? That's plan A. It is the unstoppable, unalterable, undefeated Word of God. This is nothing short of incredible. It would be difficult to be more reassured by the Word of God than one would be in this instance. So how is it that we find ourselves feeling defeated and losing the race so much of the time? That's plan B. Plan B is our broken experience of a fallen world corrupted by sin and being desecrated by death. We hear the Word of God, if we actually hear it, through the framework of our own experiences. Our experience of life, the world, sin, death, brokenness, betrayal, addiction, failure, success, trauma, pain, deception, disappointment, our strengths, our weaknesses, our Myers-Briggs personality type, our Enneagram number, and 1,000 other things. In light of their slavery, and most recent episode of Making Bricks Without Straw, the Israelites, including Moses, allowed their experience of Plan B to override their faith in Plan A and the Word of God. Get this, verse 9. Moses reported this to the Israelites, but they did not listen to him because of their discouragement and harsh labor. Though the power of the Word of God is to the power of our experience, as the power of the sun is to that of the moon, somehow the gravity of our experience manages to tip the scale all too often. The Israelites' powerful experience of, quote, discouragement and harsh labor, though clearly inferior to the power of God's Word, overcame their confidence in the Word of God. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the Israelites go out of his country." Verses 10 and 11. The experience of early failure in the mission also tipped the scale on Moses' confidence in God's Word. He regressed all the way back to his faltering speech excuse. But Moses said to the Lord, "If the Israelites will not listen to me, why would Pharaoh listen to me, since I speak with faltering lips?" Verse 12. The Word of God is just that, the Word of God. Our experience as human beings is just that, our experience. The thing that tells the difference is the quality of our faith. Will we offer faith in the face of our faltering experience? Will we trust God's word anyway? The tumor is malignant and the cancer has spread. The marriage is irreconcilable. Your son or daughter has forayed into a socially affirmed yet biblically forbidden lifestyle. Will we place our faith in the Word of God or defer to our experience and that of others? When we allow our broken experiences, our disappointments, and our discouragements to speak louder than the Word of God in our lives, we slowly sink back into the ruts of Plan B and assume this is just how it's going to be. It is imperative in these moments to give voice to Plan A, which is God's Word in our lives. Out loud. Yes, give voice, your voice, to God's Word. Every word written in the Bible has been decreed by God. It is now ours to declare. This literally paves the path of deliverance. It's why God's Word declares about itself things like this. Thy Word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Psalm 119. It is more precious than gold, than much pure gold. Psalm 19. It is sweeter than honey from the comb. Psalm 19 again. It always accomplishes the purpose for which God sends it. Isaiah 55:11. For the word of God is alive and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart. That's Hebrews 4:12. And here's my favorite. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord endures forever. I could hear some of you out there. That's Isaiah 40, verse 8. Okay. You got time for one more from Jesus? As though they all weren't from Jesus, right? Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. That's Matthew 24:35. Friends, faith in the Word of God leads to another kind of experience. Given time and patient trust, faith in the Word of God leads to the indelible, life-changing experience of the faithfulness of God to the promise of His Word. All of this will form the curriculum for the people of God for the next 40 years. That's where we're headed in Exodus. The prayer for deliverance. Lord Jesus, You are my deliverer. You are the Word made flesh, in whom the Spirit dwells without measure. Exodus, I hear You now. It is an audible word now. And as I hear it, my voice says it. As I hear my voice say it, I sense Your Spirit amplifying the reality. Exodus. I receive deliverance from my quiet and mostly silent expression of Your Word and into giving Your Word volume and amplitude in my everyday life. I receive deliverance from a confidence that rises and falls based on my life's experiences. And I receive deliverance into a Holy Spirit-fired confidence in the forever-enduring Word of God. As the angel decreed from the Lord, I now declare, for no word from God will ever fail. That's Luke 1:37. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Thanks for going back with me. I reverted back. We'll sing the other tune tomorrow. We're learning, Sower Nation. Journal prompts today. Something I want to point out about your journals. If you'll go to the very inside front page, inside cover, it is inside front cover. We got the what I've called the prayer of preparation to open the Word. And it's just a litany of the declarations of Scripture about itself. I mean, if you want a prayer to start off your morning, there it is. Or maybe take it with you and let that be your noontime prayer. My point is we got to get these words out of the bound up book we call our Bible and loosed into our everyday lives. They've got to become audible, hearable, verbal, movemental. Gee whiz, I've said too much today, I know already. We got more to say. Here are the journal prompts. What is it that most convinces you that your experience or that of another should be trusted over and above the Word of God? How do you see this struggle in your own life, and how are you doing with it? How will you begin to audibly declare the Word of God throughout your day? What if the Word of God became like the spoken GPS throughout your day? Recalculating. Sketch a map of such a thing. And we're going to sing here. We're going to sing, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus, Just to Take Him at His Word." It's number 154. Four verses. We'll sing them all. We're going to jump right to it today. We're coming up on our time. I got new room stuff. I got new room seed to sow today. So we're going to sing, "Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus," number 154 in our seedbed hymnal. "Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word, just to rest upon His promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more. Yes, 'tis sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him more." Let's go up a notch. "I'm so glad I learned to trust You, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that You are with me, will be with me to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust You, how I've proved You o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, Oh, for grace to trust you more. Amen. We did it. It's Thursday, gang. It's going to be a good day. It's the day Jesus has made for us. He's given us seed to sow. We won't run out of seed. We may get tired of sowing, but we'll never run out of seed because the seed is the word of God, the Bible tells us. I'm going to refer you to the email today to see the PS, please. I don't ask you guys a lot. I say a lot, but I don't ask you like ever to do me a favor, really. I'm asking you to come. Come tonight. It will be profound. New room. Look at the PS, get the details, make the small sacrifice, and come. Even if you can't come tonight, we'll send it to you later. But this is the best opportunity we've ever given in terms of a value for the money. All right, gang. We're having a great conference. Get your seed. I'll see you on the field for the awakening. I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.